The nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
I need a reference. I need a reference.
I like it.
I'll give you one.
Haven't heard it, and I like it.
Tell him to call me.
Okay, he ain't going nowhere.
Okay. I'm calling for a reference. Let's go, cat dog. Yeah. Watch this.
Hello? I'm trying to reach Scotty, please. Yeah, what's up? Hey, Scotty, how you doing, man? I'm trying to actually get a reference for Monica.
Monica? Well, you're talking about Monica, my ex-wife?
Yeah, I'm trying to get a reference on her, if possible.
Oh, okay, so what, she applying for a job? She trying to go to work now?
No, this reference is actually for, like, a relationship.
A relationship? Hold up, homeboy, wait a minute. A relationship? You talking about a job relationship?
No. See, what this here is that I'm finna actually start dating Monica on the regular, and I'm calling you for a reference.
Whoa, homeboy, hold up. Wait a minute. Who did you say this is, and how you get my
My name's Philip, man. My name's Philip. I got your number out of Monica's phone.
Check this out, Phil. You don't need to call me with whatever you and Monica got going on. Y'all need to go on and deal with that.
No. I got that, brother. Hear me out. What I'm trying to say is that I figured if I could get a reference and figure out what kind of person she is and get a background so you can kind of tell me what kind of person, her good points, her bad qualities, the whole night. See, it might save me some time from being in a long relationship if I know what to look for, what's good and what's bad.
Say, homeboy, I know I'm not listening to this. I was mad 12 years. Ain't nobody give me no rest, so don't call me asking for no like that. If you got number from Monica, you and Monica need to forget my.
Okay, but hold up, bro. Like I say, man, I'm just trying to I'm trying to figure out the good qualities and bad qualities. Like, you know, do she want to cook? You know, is she good in the bedroom? You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to just know what to look for, dog. That's all, man. I ain't trying to come
in, man. Look, but I just can't believe calling another about some. I don't have her no more. Only thing I have to deal with is my child. You know what I'm saying? And you most definitely don't need to be around. Now, say, dude, I got to go.
Okay, but can you give me a good reference on it? That's all I'm trying to get out of you,
man. The reference is, don't dial my number ever again. And when I talk to Monica, me and her, hey, you ain't gonna have to worry about a relationship with Monica. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, hold up, man. Let me go and break this to you. First of all, me and Monica done dated for the last year off and on. We just finna get serious.
Hold up, dude. The last year, me and this woman just got a divorce a few months ago. Oh, so you that who must have messed up my.
Hey, dog, I can slide right on back under the rock you talking about. But what I'm trying to ask you is this right here, man. Hey, dog, can you just give her brother some references, man? Something I can look out for, some signs that she might start tripping.
Reference I'm going to give you is when you don't have enough money. When she want that $1,200 bag, don't call me for that. When she needs some more money for this, oh, well, baby, I just gave you my check. What the don't mean nothing. And are you pull up your bank account? Ain't no money in that. That's the reference you need. Ain't I need to hear from you. Especially if you who was around with my wife while we was married. Talking about married. Hold up. The reference is, I'm going to find your. I'm going to call Monica, and I'm going to track down. Then, yeah, give you a reference. Then, yeah, I'll give you a reference then, face-to-face.
Hey, dog, I ain't trying to have no altercation with you, man.
Oh, boy, you must have been trying to have something. You dialing my number.
Okay, dog, one more question, man, and then I'm going to be out your hair. I just wanted a few things and know some background on them.
Man, you out of questions, homeboy. You out of questions.
Okay, but this I just need to know this because I want everything. Hey, man, I want everything to run smooth, dog. But I want us to have a good understanding. Do you have a problem, man, with your little girl calling me daddy?
What the did you just ask? You asked me about my daughter.
Hey, calm down, dude.
Calm. I'm calm as I'm gonna be. You asked about mine. This about mine.
Hey, dog, I'm just asking
over here. You around time? I will come and. Oh, boy, look, I'm going to find because you're a bad. you missed the bag. You dial number. Not only you got that, but man, you talking about child.
I'm just asking, do you mind if she called me daddy,
oh boy,
y'all?
Oh boy, look here, man. That child there, her name cannot come out your mouth. You hear what I'm saying? Say, man, this, man, I don't have time for it. I'm going to call that Monica, and I'm going to get your, yeah, I'm going to get you. I'm out of here. You want, why is you calling me back? Scotty,
I'm trying to
man,
tell you
look
something.
Here, why are you dialing
tell
my
you,
number
I'm just
back,
trying to
man.
Tell you something.
Homeboy, you don't have nothing to tell me, homie.
No, I want to say, Scotty, just listen to me, man. I want to say this. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your brother Brian got me to prank phone call you.
Hey, man, it's who?
Hey, Scotty, this is Tommy, man. Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your brother Brian got me to prank phone call you. Say, man. Oh, well, I'm about to go, man. Hey, dude, I'm about to go ballistic over here, man. Hey, Brian got one coming, though.
Oh, man, you all right, man?
Yeah, say, man. Man, Tommy, man, I'm glad you were playing, man, because talk about my little girl. Oh boy, Brian, no, it's gonna be on in his world, man.
Brian got you, man. He got you good, dog. Hey, man, one more thing, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Come on, man. Come on, give me some. Give me some.
He never
man.
Did answer the question, though. He didn't answer the question.
Shut up, Jay.
He didn't answer the question.
I didn't get the reference.
Call him daddy. That's the main question.
It was too much.
Don't leave that out.
Let me tell you something. From the moment he picked up the phone, he was not the dude to call. Nothing, dog. He didn't want
to
hear.
I just need to know if it's okay.
But he said, I'm about to go. I was about to go ballistic. Yeah, like, weren't you already there?
No, ladies, he got another level.
It's
another
level. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Gear.
That dude got it.
You're right.
Dog, that dude right there, as soon as he find out where you at, dog, he got a whole nother level. Because there's some stuff on him.
Yeah.
Oh, you the.
See, everything took him up to a different level. He went level, piece by piece.
Right. No, when you capped it off, you talking about his daughter. Your little girl called me daddy.
What did you just say?
Let's go for the big button. Here it is. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Not only am I shooting my TV show Ready to Love in your city, the city of brotherly love, but I'm also telling them jokes. That's right. Helium Comedy Club. That is July 26, 27, 28. The Nephew is in town. Tickets are on sale right now. I said it. All right, Shirley, it's on you.
Thank you. That was a good one.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
On 97.1 QMG.